joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline.
How much is that dog in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
The wonderful Kate Aviv, Community Relations Specialist at the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region, from all the way in Pueblo. Hello, Kate.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing wonderfully well. How are things on your side of the world?
Warm.
Yeah, you guys are...
Nice and lovely here in Pueblo.
You could be making toast, I think, down there at 70 degrees. At least that's what it would feel like to us up here, huh?
Exactly.
I am looking at one of the most handsome dogs I've seen in a while. His name is Mr. Hank. Let's talk about Mr. Hank.
Sure. So when Hank arrived in early February, he was really, really skinny. He came in as a stray. We were pretty worried about him. So we rushed him back to our veterinarian team, and they put him on a special diet and some IV fluids. And over the past month, he's gained quite a bit of weight, and now he is ready for adoption.
Boy, he looks good. His eyes are nice and clear. He has a great coat, and he looks like he's a curious sort.
Yes, he is. And if you're a human, he loves you. He loves everyone.
I'll bet his middle name is Gratitude, huh? So he was skinny and emaciated. Was he just kind of wandering the streets and a rescue kind of thing?
Someone brought him in after they found him as a stray.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Wow. What a lucky stretch. So seems like you say, he was real close to the edge there.
Yes, he really was. But luckily, he's on the road to a full recovery. But now he's looking for a home with someone who will make sure he maintains his special diet and gives him the love, attention, and, you know, athletic outlets that he deserves.
Well, now, I am a notorious animal spoiler. So, you know, my cat has a little treat gut. And if I had Hank, he would have a treat gut. So, yeah, a little treat belly hanging underneath him. He looks like he's ready to be spoiled.
Yes, and there are certainly worse things than a treat gut.
I'm so glad to hear that. So, one thing special about Mr. Hank, he's a year and a half, right?
Yes.
And he needs a little extra help with other animals right now.
Yes. So from what we can tell, he isn't fully socialized with other dogs. He did come in as a stray, so we don't know his past history. But, you know, he's doing great in our care. And so he'll just need a little extra time and patience if you have a dog in the home.
So he could come into the home and you could have other pets. And like you say, just be patient. Let them get to know each other.
Exactly.
And how is he about food? Is he pretty good about that?
He really loves food, so it would be best to probably feed him separately until he gets used to it. You know, in our shelter, we feed all the dogs separately, so it's really hard to say. But just because of, you know, the state that he was in and all that good stuff, he might be a little bit food possessive.
All right. Well, he's on the lucky scale, 9 out of 10. The 10 would be for somebody to give him a forever home.
Exactly. And so his adoption fee is only $75 and includes his voucher for a veterinarian exam, all his vaccinations, 30 days of pet health insurance, a license, and a microchip.
Super, super easy. We want to make a personal connection with Hank. How do we do that, Kate?
Well, you can come on down to 4600 Eagle Ridge Place in Pueblo, or you can any day of the week between noon and 4:30 p.m., or you can check him out on hsppr.org/adopt.
Oh, what a wonderful thing. And we're just getting him posted on our website, but if you want to see a picture of him, you go to hsppr.org. You'll be able to see Hank there. And remember, Pueblo, super short hop to the very north end of town. If you're headed south, you're going to turn right on Eagle Ridge at the very north end of Pueblo. And a couple of blocks in, you'll find the campus, and Hank will be there waiting to meet you.
He sure will be.
Kate, as always, it is a treat to have you here. We'll look forward to having you here next week for Pet of the Week at 4:30 on Tuesday afternoon.
Thank you so much.